Hi, this is Senior Esteban.
This is Kyle.
And this is Steve. And you're listening to another proud production of the 4i Radio Network, also known as
The Fern.
For more great content, check out www.4iradio.com.
Yeah.
Hey, diddly ho, it's Aaron from the Underground Railroad. Just wanted to introduce you guys to America Joy Print Shop, the official sponsor of the 4i Radio Network. Business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more. Visit AmericaJoy.com for more information and let them know that the Fern sent you. Or I will kill your firstborn child. Not really. I'll send you cupcakes if you do. Bye! Hey guys, welcome back to another lovely show, The Underground Railroad. We're so happy to have you listening to us. And we also have some very special people returning and joining us. We have our lovely friend Mark Norman back on the show.
Hello.
And we have a special guest, our friend Andrew Duncan Brown.
Hey.
And Natalie is not here.
Get close to the mic, Andrew.
Sorry.
Come on.
Don't be shy.
Hey.
You're ruining the podcast already.
Natalie cannot be here with us because she has to make the cash money so we pay our rent on time. I guess I can be okay with that.
Yeah, you gotta pay the rent.
Yeah. So, shall we start in our favorite place? Where we just start
talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I want to talk about Andrew's applying for a job.
Oh, okay.
I have applied. I had the interview today.
Yeah, the interview was today.
How
was that interview, and what company is that for?
Well, it's for a little known record store called Zia Records.
Okay, I think I've heard
Chandler.
Of them.
God, you seem like you're name dropping right now.
I might be. Zio Records is also one of my favorite record stores in the Valley.
Okay. Yeah.
I heard through the grapevine they were hiring, and it just so happens I know a lot about music and would love to have some extra money in my own place again one day. So I went in and put on a great show. And I should know in a couple days.
Right on. That's always exciting.
What kind of questions did they ask you in that interview process?
Well, a few things not many people know. Maybe like all four members of the Beatles.
Okay, Aaron, what are all four members of the Beatles?
Elton John.
Come on.
No, I know all four members.
Okay, say
that. We got to start with the most important member.
Okay.
Because we all know the Beatles would have not been the Beatles without Ringo Starr.
Okay.
Hands down, the most important Beatle.
That
right?
was funny. They put a lot of his songs up on the fridge.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, because they were just so proud that he colored in the lines.
You're doing good, Ringo. You're doing great. We're going to put you up on the fridge.
But then we've got, you know, the adorable George Harrison, the sweet Paul McCartney, and the brilliant John Lennon.
Okay.
My favorite.
And then you have the fifth Beatle, Harry Nilsson.
Harry Nilsson.
Look at that.
You know.
What was the name of their club? They had a drinking club in Hollywood a while ago. Like when, I think when John was going through his last weekend.
Oh.
And he went, he and Yoko kicked him out, and they went out almost every night just raging in Hollywood.
Oh, was this when Harry Nilsson fucked up his voice?
Could have been.
Yeah.
Harry was definitely one of the big encouraging factors in that.
Him
in that
and
club.
John were a really good pair together.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever knew the name of the club, though.
I forget. It's slipping my mind.
What about you, Mr. Norman?
What, the club?
The club, yeah.
No idea.
No idea.
They had a name for it. I'll have to look that up. But
yeah, because I saw like there was this really great Harry Nilsson documentary that was on Netflix a while back.
Who is Harry Nilsson?
Yeah.
Nilsson.
Yeah. It was good. I actually just got one of his records at a garage sale this weekend.
Which one?
A Touch of Schmielsen.
Mm, that's a good one.
Yeah, so. And it was like, I mean, my friend was hosting the garage sale, and I was expecting to buy like 4 records for like $5 and, you know, happy with that. But they decided to give me the friend's discount, so I only spent like $2. I was like, shit, I scored a pretty nice stack, like some Elvis, some Ink Spots. Got a good Patsy Cline in there too.
I always have this dream. I used to do the storage shed auctions before it was Storage Wars.
Oh yeah.
And it was before all that come out, and now everyone comes out and it just gets bid up and it's kind of almost not worth it. You're really taking a chance. But just going through those things, like going to a garage sale and finding like, you know, Superman 3. You know, in just this little box, and that's my grandpa's old stuff. I'll take the whole box for $5.
Yeah.
I always have this treasure hunting, you know, I just want to hit the mother load.
Well, and that's how I feel, even like, I've gotten into a habit where the only time I go to the Goodwill is if it's half off day, because why not?
Why would you go the other
day? If I can spend half price on something that's already cheap, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So yeah, and you find like vintage Pyrex bowls that have like never even been used, and they're like $1.
Right.
When like you walk into like an antique store and they want to sell you like
a ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw a full size 70s organ there maybe a few months ago, and on half off day it would have ended up being maybe like $30 or $40.
Yeah, but then you get it home and figure out if it works or not.
Right. Well, you gotta try it at the store too, but
that's true.
Still worth it.
I think.
Even if for a piece of furniture it looks awesome.
What were some of the other interview questions they have at a record store?
Some of the basic ones, like if you see somebody stealing that works there, what do you do?
High five them. No.
You say, grab something for me.
Yeah.
No. I just do the standard, you know, tell the manager, try to talk it out and be cool with them first, but you're supposed to tell the manager, so you do that. Those are easy. I had the name.
But what would you really do in that situation?
Would I really do?
Yeah.
I would tell the manager because I'd want to keep my job.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
I think you have to say that. And I think you are, right now, you are fearful that the manager will be hearing this podcast.
No, so I hope they do.
You're censoring yourself.
I'm not saying anything. No.
I'm
telling you. I'm recapping word for word what I said during the interview.
You know what I think you do? Knowing you, Andrew Brown, I think you would go, I didn't see that.
Oh, no,
and
not
turn
me.
Your head.
No.
I don't think you're a whistleblower. I don't think you are.
I don't think we know each other well enough yet, Mark.
I don't know.
They ask you.
No, Andrew's very honest, Mr. Zia manager.
Zen Zia. It'll be my new book coming out in October.
Oh, wow. That's like right around the corner.
Yeah.
Shit.
I still have to write it, but it's looking good so far.
Yeah.
How old are you going to be?
In October?
Yeah.
I'll be 26 still.
Oh,
I was about to ask if you were a Libra, because I thought that meant your birthday was in October.
No, my birthday's in November.
Oh, right on. November. High five. Me too.
And I'll be 27.
Okay. This is dangerous. This is dangerous territory for a rocker. 27 years old. Think about it.
You gotta.
Jimi Hendrix.
Stay alive.
Jim Morrison. Janis Joplin. Kurt Cobain.
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse. The newest member of the 27 Club. Andrew, I want you to be careful this year.
I'm good. I'm already,
you're already
taking my steps towards better health.
You're going to wear a helmet all year, right?
I'm going to wear a helmet and a cup.
Yep. Okay, good.
And shin guards.
Okay.
Shin guards. Maybe wrist guards to ensure your music career.
Yeah.
I mean, if you break a wrist, that's going to suck for a while.
It's definitely going to suck.
It's not going to be a broken wrist. It's going to be getting hit by a train. Okay.
The light rail.
If it happens. The light rail. Stay away from the light rail. Stay away from the light rail.
Yeah, the light rail had its first fatality a couple of months ago.
Yeah. It was a bad one.
From Mesa in front of Longwong.
They dragged that story on for a while, for sure.
Yeah, they dragged that body.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dark.
getting into the Halloween spirit a little early here.
Let's just call it. Let's chalk it up to Halloween.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. No. So you said you just went out and got a pumpkin.
I did just get a pumpkin, and I am so ready for it. I already made a pasta sauce last night. It's like a pumpkin cream sauce, but I didn't add enough nutmeg to it, so I think I need to do that because it adds like a nice spice to it, so it's kind of like spicy.
Yeah, sounds good.
There's these pumpkin curry empanadas that I really want to make. Pretty much one of my coworkers brings in a lot of her old magazines. And when it's like my lunch break or something, I end up just flipping through. And it's all like women's journal.
Of course.
Or like Better Homes and Gardens and, you know.
It's what we read. I know.
So it's a bunch of like mom magazines. So I end up just like sitting there like, oh, that's a cool new recipe. Oh, that's what Rachel Ray's doing these days. Not that I give a shit, but then like I get home and I'm like, there's nothing in the fridge but some hard-boiled eggs. Oh, what can I do with that? And then I get really crafty in the kitchen.
Add some pumpkin. You got a whole new thing.
Are you a good cook?
I like to think so.
Okay. Is this pumpkin pasta sauce, is it tomato? Is there tomato in it too? It's just a whole different thing. It's a whole different beast.
Yeah. It's more like a cream sauce. So it's like some garlic and some onions. You add some cream.
I love cream
you
sauces.
You do the pumpkin puree, and then you add just some seasonings like nutmeg and pepper.
It sounds like it would be a Thanksgiving thing.
You could serve it at Thanksgiving.
Hey, okay, listen, if we come back in like a month, which we're going to keep doing, will you make that for us?
Sure. I'll cook
and we can review and bring it.
And you guys can review it.
Yeah.
I'll bring other pumpkin fantastical things too.
Okay.
That would be amazing.
It could be a Halloween edition of Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
Slash eating well, living healthy.
Yeah. Food Channel stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Go for the big bucks.
The Food big Channel! No, I like to think that I'm a good cook. I don't know. I haven't talked to a few of my ex-boyfriends, though, in a while.
What would they?
No,
were...
I'm kidding. That's moving.
I think any guy that gets cooked for doesn't have much to complain about.
Yeah, no. The one thing though is that I tend to cook mostly vegetarian because meat freaks me out. Like handling meat freaks me out, which is actually really funny to say out loud.
Oh, you just went. You're ruining the podcast now. Both of you are.
Hey, I'm allowed to ruin my podcast.
And you know what? Angie just went veggie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah. Well, I was veggie for maybe a couple years when I was 19, which was a while ago. But yeah, it's been about a month. I watched some documentary again called Vegicated, where they show the gruesome scenes. So it turned me away.
I don't know. Like I was vegetarian for a while, and then I was really hungover one morning, and while I was drinking my Bloody Mary,
you needed a gut bomb.
I was like, "Fuck! I want a Reuben. I've never had one before, but it looks delicious." And so, like, I will eat meat, but when it comes to cooking, I don't deal with it because it freaks me out, like slimy chicken. And I've like tried to just like brown some ground turkey to make like sloppy joes and almost like threw up on it just like watching it change color and it so I'm like, if somebody else wants to cook the meat for me, awesome.
I hate the name Sloppy Joe. I hate
Sloppy
it.
Joe.
I've always stayed away from it because of the name.
Yeah.
Soylent Green.
Have you also made a point to not date girls who go by the name Joe?
No, that doesn't bother me at
that
all.
That doesn't bother you? You don't think...
But they can be sloppy.
They can be sloppy? You don't mind a little sloppy? That's Joe okay. in your...
Just lubrication. Stay
there
wet.
There you go.
But...
You always find the bright side.
Yeah.
I like that.
You gotta be positive.
He's Mr. Positive.
Yes.
Yes.
Even when I'm negative, I'm positive as hell.
Just positively negative.
I love podcasts because I can say cuss on the radio. It's because I've been doing the radio thing in the morning, and you can't cuss. So every time you say fuck, I'm like, oh, he's going to press the button. Because there's a button. There's a dump button that like gets pressed that just erases like 20 seconds. So
that sucks.
I know. And you feel so bad. And bands do it all the time.
Oh, I bet.
Because
yeah.
Because that's how we talk.
Yeah.
And
fucking A.
Fucking A, man. Loving the podcast, baby.
Well, that's when you get crafty with your swear words.
Yeah.
Or you invent new ones, which I do sometimes just because it's fun. Right.
I'm calling people when I go, you're a dick, I go, you Richard. It's now become a habit.
I used to call people douche wallies.
Ah, well, madame.
You know, I was like, you got to be such a douche wally.
Such a douche wally.
And, you know, people were like, I don't even know what that means, but I'm offended because I don't know what that means. And I was like, exactly.
I love douche wally.
Isn't it fun?
It's almost endearing in a way.
I know. It's.
I guess. I don't know. It's the intonation, the delivery of it. Like,
I know.
We're going to go to open mic at Long Long's later, and I'm going to find a way to call somebody a douche.
Do
wally.
It.
And it's like, I'm going to look at you. You're kind of being a douche wally. like I'm real mad at them.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, let's cross the line.
What were you saying the other night? Like, I'm a proud black woman. I don't need no man.
Yeah, I'm a proud black woman.
Out the car window at people in the parking lot.
They have to know who I was. God damn it. Yeah. Fuck.
They need to know where you're coming from.
And I don't need no man.
You preach, sister. Yeah, preach.
She fucking send me the back of the bus.
What'd you just say?
It's got all Alabama defensive.
We are on the Underground Railroad. I guess we can.
Oh my God.
See?
We can talk
Mary
about
Tubman
these things.
Been proud of that comment.
She's rocking and rolling in her
right
in her tombstone.
More
right
more
now.
Rosa. Rosa has the endorsement there.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Underground Railroad, both of it.
Yeah, it's all about. Yeah.
Can't we all sit in the
movement.
Back of the bus together? Come on, people.
Sometimes I prefer the back of the bus.
I loved it. I always went to the back of the bus when I was getting driven to school in the bus, school bus. It was like the back of the bus was where everyone wanted to be.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you were furthest away from
the
bus driver.
Dude that was going to, like, you know, make
yell
them
at
stop
you.
Throwing something or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I never understood it growing up, going, back of the bus, so why do you want to go to the front of the bus?
Well,
bus driver.
And depending on the public transportation you're on, sometimes the back of the bus has the bigger seats.
And you can lay down because no one's
because it's more of like a couch. And sometimes that's when you get to meet the drunk Native Americans that want to share their bottle of wine with you, which is awesome.
Yeah,
when
always.
You just got
every
off of
time.
Work and you're on your way home, and they carefully smash the cork into the bottle and you get little chunks of cork flakes. I love that.
Great memories.
It's a new cereal I'm going to create.
Cork flakes.
Brought to you by the Four Eyed Radio Network.
You don't use milk. You put wine over
you just,
it.
Right.
Yeah, you just pour wine into the cork flakes.
Winos.
Yeah. Mm. Winos and cork flakes.
Yeah.
Man, and I'm not even the biggest wine drinker, but I could get behind that.
For sure.
Shh.
So.
Shh. Quiet. I need a little alone time.
Okay. What else? What else is going on? We got a show coming up this Saturday, if anybody's interested.
Where is it at?
Down at the Ice House Tavern in Phoenix.
Oh, right on. That, like, bar in the ice skating rink.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool place.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a little bar, and behind the bar is the ice rink, so you can sit there and drink Molsons and watch everybody skate and
watch people play hockey
and eat shit.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And
right on.
Yeah, me and my band and our friend Hunter Johnson, who's a good songwriter, releasing a CD. So yeah, there's gonna be a good crowd, good peoples, and everybody here should. Be there. Will be there.
What time does it start at?
Starts at 9.
9? Okay.
I play at 10.
Play at 10? All right. So listeners out there in the Arizona area, I keep telling you shit to do on the weekends, and I don't know if any of you are joining in the play, but do it, especially this weekend. Well,
So that is, which day is that?
Saturday, the 21st.
And that's at where?
The Ice House Tavern.
And you said it's Hunter Johnson's CD release party. What time does he play?
Hunter Johnson plays at 11 p.m., just after me and my band.
You're at 10, right?
I'm at 10.
Cool, I'll go.
And awesome. what's the name of your band again, Andrew?
We're called the Dirty Rascals, but I'm thinking about maybe changing it.
Yeah? Why?
God, I hate that name.
Because if you type it in, there's so many different bands that use that name around the... I mean, we're the coolest one in town, maybe the state or whatever, but I still want something more original, so...
Gotcha. What names are you guys playing with?
None at
the
moment.
Not the Dirty Rascals.
We used to be called the Little Rascals, and then...
That's worse.
I know.
Yeah.
It comes from going to open mic nights and not knowing what you're going to be called, and you just stick with whatever.
Write something down, yeah.
And then...
You only got a little better by going to Dirty. Just a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't my decision. That was a friend, Jason Messer's decision.
Oh, my God. Oh. Messer has no business naming a band. That is ridiculous, Andrew. It's your fucking band.
Oh.
I know.
Okay, the name's changing. The name's changing.
All right, what it's going to be?
Not the Dirty Rascals, Messer.
It's a little too long.
Okay.
Wait, okay.
Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're gonna put together some contest.
Yes.
Name my new band by Andrew, and we're Andrew Duncan Brown, and
give my old band a new name.
And we're gonna make a little Facebook event for it.
Yeah,
that's what we're gonna do.
We'll give away
a
prize.
And we'll invite everybody to name Andrew Duncan Brown's new band.
I'll give away a free copy of my record for the winner of the contest
and a box of cork plates
and some pot.
If I ever come across any,
medicinal, recreational, who cares? But just some fucking pot, okay? You're getting pot. That's we're gonna do this.
Yeah, to cook up
and,
your
and
wine
you know open. And you know and we'll check. We'll bet the winner. We'll check him out. Check his haircut. See what he wears. Make sure he's not a cop. And if we think he's not a cop, we're gonna give him the goddamn pot.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Endorsed by Mark Norman and Underground Railroad.
Yes.
Thank God that name's going away.
Yeah.
Andrew Duncan Brown and Mark Norman, that'll be the name of the band.
Okay. We have a thing. Andrew and me do. It's the Mark and Andrew Variety Hour.
Okay.
So we're gonna do that tonight.
Okay. Cool.
And
awesome.
At Long Longs.
Yeah, at Long Longs.
Because
within a 3 to 4 song set.
Oh yeah.
And
that's gonna be a really intense
hour. And then next Wednesday. At Wong's as well, right?
Yeah. We have. What time was that? 10?
10.
Yes. We have that. We should have plugged that earlier. Well, now is good. But
anytime is a good time. 10 o'clock. To plug yourself.
10 o'clock next Wednesday. It's what's today? Thursday.
It's a week from today. Although
a week from yesterday.
From yesterday.
It's complicated.
But you were close. You were close. But
I've had a really hard time with the days of the week. This week.
I'm dyslexic too. I understand.
My work schedule was different this week and I've been totally off.
Yeah, says the girl that just came from a vacation.
I was only there for the day.
Yeah, whatever. That's a daycation.
It's
still in the vacation category.
But that's why my work week was weird because I was supposed to go to LA this morning.
Oh, you crammed it all in early? The work?
Yeah.
What is your job?
I'm a florist.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this. Can I deliver flowers for your company?
Sure.
Whenever you're in a pinch during Valentine's Day.
Contact for Valentine's Day.
You get paid
per the delivery.
That's fine as long as you're not screwing me. Don't fuck me on this. But anyway, I'm good with it.
Buddy.
I'm looking
for
top dollar.
Angry eyes too.
Top dollar.
Hey, he's got the enthusiasm.
Honestly, it's only $6 per delivery.
That's fine.
I don't get to make that call, but I can make sure that...
That's fine. If Andrew's with me, I'll take 5 a delivery.
Okay. I'll make sure you get good trips. I'll send you to office buildings downtown where you can deliver five all to the same place.
I love the florist industry.
It's awesome.
Because when you deliver for the florist industry, which is the best thing ever. Your car smells so good.
Right.
It smells. It's like the best smell ever. And you're just driving around listening to Led Zeppelin. Everything is fucking awesome.
Yeah. And people are really excited to see you.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, no one's ever gone, what the fuck, and punched you because you gave them flowers. Nobody ever. Have they?
Okay.
You got a story. You got
I've got a few stories. I've been in the industry for a while, and there's always like times where I'll get a phone call from a girl who just got her flowers. She's like, can you tell me who sent these? They didn't sign the card. I'm like, well, you know, they placed the order online, blah, blah, blah. It came, like, there's all this jargon. Like, if they placed it through like a floral network or something, I can't tell who ordered it. But if they've actually, like, ordered it directly through us, then I can be like, all right. And it's awesome because sometimes I'll be like, well, it looks like Joe sent these. And they're like, oh, I had a feeling it was – is there a way that you can just send him the money – back and pick these up for me, because it's gotten to be a problem where I don't feel safe accepting gifts from this individual anymore.
Right.
We had a woman like leave them in her garage for like a few days because she wasn't home when we first attempted the delivery because she was getting a restraining order against the individual who sent her the flowers. Yeah. Shit. It gets a little crazy.
Oh my god! I didn't even take into consideration the stalker factor.
Right,
oh,
that's man. What I was thinking.
That goes down, yeah. Man.
Oh man! And some of the card messages that people write, I'm like, you realize, like, I'm gonna read this. Like the people that are making your order are reading the messages because it's like, okay, well, is this a birthday? Is this an anniversary? Is this a whoa, shit, somebody fucked up. Like, and oh my goodness. Like, it's pretty entertaining. Like, I've actually thought about starting a blog just for the awkward card messages.
Flower delivery's gone wrong.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah, there's been some awkward moments. I had a man, he was missing most of his teeth, and he was buying a single rose. And he wanted me to fill out a handwritten card for him. And I was like, well, what would you like the card message to say? And he told me to write down, skinny, slim, cold, bought you a rose. Can't wait to see you get out of them pantyhose.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
And I was like, damn. God,
the love.
This
the
is
love.
A Casanova right here. Like, shit, he's already taken.
God, what a dream.
I want to go home with him. I want to quit my life and run away with him right now. I don't even care that he's only got 3 teeth in his mouth.
His words.
He was a true poet. Man. I mean, you don't find men like that, ladies. You do not find men like that in the world.
I mean, who puts pantyhose in a poem? It's brilliant.
It's, oh my gosh, the lyricalness of it, like, so, so moving.
Oh, beautiful 3 teeth.
Do you need a moment?
I do, actually. I should have brought a change of pants.
Or a pantyhose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. From what was his name? Something skinny?
Skinny, slim,
skinny,
cold.
Skinny, slim, cold.
Yeah. God damn it.
So we got our work
the
cut
one
out
that got
us,
away.
Mark. Yeah.
The one that got away.
Time will heal. Time will heal.
I can only hope.
I know it doesn't seem like that right now, but you just got to keep breathing. You got to
keep believing.
Breathing. And just putting one foot in front of the other.
Thanks. I think I should.
You got this, Aaron. You're going to be okay. Trust me.
I'll be all right.
Okay. Now embrace the awkward silence.
Right.
Yep.
That was too much for me. Sorry, everybody.
It's don't apologize.
I'm not crying right now. This is allergies. This is allergies. I just want you to know. I'm a man.
No, I wish I knew how good you were at motivational speaking and helping people cope with loss.
I just pulled you out of the
fire. Because, I mean, I would have called you a couple months ago when Natalie originally got into her dark place.
How is that? Let's talk about Natalie right now.
Let's talk about Natalie while she's not here.
Listen to it.
She's actually doing really well. She's finally gotten over. Well, I think she still has her days where she's upset about the breakup and everything.
Yeah. I early on, she was a...
She was...
You could see it in her eyes.
Yeah, she was just...
shell-shocked.
She was ready to eat a raw possum only to spit the blood in front of babies. She was just...
Oh, wow. Bold move.
I don't know. She was upset. She was rocked. She was rattled. And now she's just realizing that it's time to keep on rocking in the free world. And
is she at the acceptance stage of the five stages of grief?
I guess so.
Say?
And it's interesting that you bring that up because there's this yoga studio I haven't been to in years. I went there because I had a Groupon. I don't know. Usually I do yoga in my house cause it's free with YouTube.
Wow,
whatever.
That's wise.
You're pretty flexible, aren't you?
Recently. You know,
yeah. I've seen you do your ballerina stuff. It's insane. She did it in a parking lot one night and I just go, I don't know what spurred it on, but it was like really like perfectly ballerina-y.
Yeah, I actually grew up in Russia. I was...
You look Russian because your hair is a mess and you have bad teeth.
I have such terrible teeth.
And you reek of vodka.
I do. It's in my pores.
But she's really good. It's crazy.
But yeah, like this yoga studio keeps sending me emails and they're doing a grief workshop.
Yoga through grief.
Yeah.
Like yoga. You work it out through yoga?
I guess. Which, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It makes sense.
Send Natalie.
Send Natalie too. Yeah, no. She's doing good, though. Like, she's definitely in a better place than she was last time you saw her. So.
Yeah, you don't seem so sure.
Well, I haven't seen her in a couple days.
Jesus. Are you sure she's... Like,
she might not even be alive.
Like in an alley somewhere?
You should share some of Skinny Slim Cold's poetry with her.
I know. You know, pick her up. Lift her up.
I wish. Maybe I should search Amazon and see if he's published and has a book out. Because
and if he's not, you need to...
I need to go back to Seattle and find him.
Yes.
Shit.
Discover him.
Fuck.
This is your gig.
Damn.
Your
what?
Meal tickets, Skinny Jim.
Yeah, I need to find Skinny Slim Cold and make him famous.
That's the best name ever.
I know, right?
I love it. I love him.
He was pretty phenomenal. I mean, I'm glad I could share that moment with you guys.
I'm better for it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We all are. I think our listeners are too.
Yes.
It's going to inspire my whole next
maybe
project.
Your band should be the Skinny Slim Colds.
No, we're not going down this road again.
I'm kidding.
There's no way.
The contest has
there's
begun.
Only one. There's okay. Only one Skinny Slim Cold.
Yeah, right. No one can pull that name off but Skinny
Slim
Cold.
Oh, I feel so pro radio.
Oh man, okay. we're magical.
Yeah, so Andrew, you got a new band firing up, don't you?
Yeah, we have a second show in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
what is that thing?
It's just me and a drummer.
Is there no name?
It's called Real Rookie Moves.
That's a good name,
right?
Yeah,
we wanted to be.
Why
called...
did you fuck up so bad with Dirty Rascals?
Because he let somebody else name the band.
Because Messer, yeah, you're right.
And I didn't
okay,
have the,
I get it now.
I didn't have the knowledge that I have now.
Yeah.
But
knowledge of not trusting Messer to pick a name.
I met this kid. His name's Case. Actually, at Hollywood Alley, we were at the show. Nightfire was playing, and Nightfires and Sister Lip, and we were both pretty drunk, and we were just out in the parking lot talking, and he said he played drums. And doesn't have a band, and I was like, man, I play guitar, dude, come on.
Done.
Like, let's jam, and then we jammed, and it gelled. And
How is he? What is he stylistically? What's he
stylistic? He's got a lot of energy. He's got a little bit really dynamic. He used to play in metal bands, I found out, but he got tired of the style. So he's...
How do you get tired of playing for a metal band?
I know. So he wanted to do more stuff that I'm... the style that I'm doing. So it's a little bit different than my other stuff. Electric guitar, singing about other things besides real life, and just more, a little bit more mystical kind of stuff.
All right.
And
so you basically just told me you have a song about unicorns.
Mostly really, their horns.
Is that what he said?
yeah, that's what he told me.
Mostly okay. The magic that comes out of the... No, I guess. Do you know what I was going to say?
No,
out of the tip of their horns?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to...
The tip of the horns?
Yeah.
Is that... Well, you wrote a song about that?
Yeah. Magic out of the unicorn tip.
Ooh,
that's
cool.
A good metal name, tip of the horns.
Right.
Tip of the horns!
It lets me get my old little punk side of me out a little bit more, so it's fun.
It's just nice. Yeah. Everybody, I think most people I know have a bass or somewhere tucked inside of them that is punk rock or tendencies towards that, and I think a lot of people, as they got older, felt that they couldn't embrace that side of them anymore.
Yeah.
Which,
I know exactly what you mean. Well, our first show, I busted my finger open and got blood all over my pickups, and I felt so cool because I haven't done that in forever.
Right. That's badass.
And I was like, all right, this is it.
You bled for rock and roll.
I did.
Shit, boss.
So proud of you.
For the first time in
I am bubbling with pride for you.
I can see.
You have a job. You have a new band.
Oh, yeah.
We might need to get a cleanup crew.
Andrew
in
is
here
going
later.
To France.
Hey.
What the balls?
That's something that is going to happen, but we're not supposed to be talking about just
when
yet.
Do we get to
it's
talk
a
about
secret
it?
Thing.
When's the cat get out of the bag?
When I get back.
From France?
No, you're not going to France, but if you were going to France, we couldn't talk about it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, but when you get back from French Canada, you can tell us about this upcoming.
Yeah, when you get back from France, we'll be able to know, right? I'm
you
just asking.
Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
We're good.
No.
Yeah. Anyway,
that was fun.
Blew it. Whatever. Punky's overly secretive. What?
Damn.
Punky's just secretive.
Yeah, sometimes. But it's all good. It's going to be something cool. There's some cool things happening this fall for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah, I'll be able to share hopefully some new songs and maybe start working on a new record here before too long, and maybe some collaborations I didn't foresee. Fun stuff for sure.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Tell me more.
Well,
as the cat creeps out of
I'm
the
looking
bag.
At this, I'm looking at this Tour de Fat bottle here, or it says Tour de Fat on the back of this India Pale Ale Ranger, and it looks like they'll be in town the 5th of October. So grab your bikes and your beers and have a good time riding through the city.
But be careful, because while riding your bike, while intoxicated, you can still get a DUI.
True.
What kind of tour is this?
BUI. Well, you ride through. I'm not sure exactly, but everybody gets on their bike.
You get on your bike and you
drink.
Drink
beer. Cruise around.
Why not?
And they're like plugging some big tour? Yeah, they are. Wow.
It's a thing that happens.
Oh, sorry, I just drifted out of the podcast. I'm back now. I was reading a label. And I'm dyslexic. Back off.
So speaking, I know you do one of your segments is awkward moments. We had a really good one just there. Anybody else got anything cool?
It wasn't awkward for me. I was fine with it. Come on, Punky. Let the cat out of the bag, baby.
Boosh.
No way. I'm not stopping.
Cut it.
Look at Andrew sweating. He's going to tank the rest of this.
I recently cleaned my car.
I gotta go.
Oh shit.
Gotta go.
Oh shit. Damn. I recently cleaned my car, which you guys, I don't know.
I rode in it one time.
You rode in it once, and it was dark, so So I don't think you noticed all the kibble and other things laying around.
My car. I noticed the leg room was slightly limited, but it wasn't.
So I cleaned it and this week, like, each time I got in my car after cleaning it, I was like, why does it smell so weird in here? Racking my brain as to, like, I just cleaned my car out. Like, why does it smell weird? And then it hit me. It was the severed hand that I bought over the weekend. I should probably put that in the freezer or something.
Is this a Halloween thing, or are you going to
medical school?
No,
like, there is... No, like, actually, this guy I met on the street, he said it had, like, medicine men healing properties to it, and I don't know, I haven't looked it up on Google yet to see if it's actually true or not, but he just wanted to, like, trade it to me for, like, a beer and a couple of cigarettes, so I was like, here you go. Like,
deal.
I was sitting on my front porch, and this guy was like, hey.
So you're the owner of a severed hand.
Yeah, and I threw it in my car and forgot about it, I guess.
Is that worse than, it's got to be worse. No, so it's worse, like, it wasn't Taco Bell being thrown in the backseat of the car.
I don't know. What about the heat? It's gotten pretty gross. It's been there for a few days.
Did you take it out and put it in the freezer?
Not yet, because it just hit me on my way over here that's where the smell was coming from.
Well, I don't know how legal any of this is.
I don't either.
But
it's a podcast. Anything goes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that you should have used formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Preservatives.
I know. I think I might still be able to save it when I get it home.
It's all... you're going to jail. You're going to jail.
Just kidding. It was a pair of softball cleats.
See, the severed hand was so much better. I wanted it to be real. I wanted you. The only way you could have sold that story was if you said, I'm in medical school. And they said I couldn't take it home, and I just did.
Yeah.
And then I left it in the car because I was too wasted on whiskey. But
real dedicated medical school students don't drink whiskey.
But that would be more feasible than the fact that you were trying to sell us that you had a severed hand.
We never bought it.
We just went along. What is that?
I think the laundry's done.
The laundry's done.
Yeah.
It's the laundry's done segment.
Right. So,
how often do you guys do laundry? I heard a statistic that men don't wash their sheets very often. They do it like every 2 to 3 months.
I do it every couple weeks. I washed my shoes today, too.
Washed your shoes?
I do it every 2 to 3 months.
It was random. Yeah.
That was dead on.
Well, Mark and I were talking about a couple of days ago that perhaps myself and a few other people haven't inherited as much testosterone as other men. Maybe that has something to do with it.
But there's a new study out that has just come out that is like all men with lower testosterone make better husbands and fathers. And this is like as far as marriage is blowing up and like falling apart and just maintaining a full loving relationship, like as long as you possibly can deal with that goddamn person, that kind of thing. And it is a fact, and I believe it.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense.
And another thing is the weird thing about testosterone, you know what the most dangerous shark in the world is?
The nurse shark?
No, I think Steven should know, but he's walking away because he's got laundry. But no, it is not the nurse shark. It is the bull shark.
Oh, yeah. I was going to.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
But the
I just said ner because it made me think more maternal. And since you were talking about lower testosterone levels.
No, higher. It's like, this is what I'm telling you. The most dangerous shark is the bull shark because it attacks
everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know why? It has 15 times more the amount of or maybe 20, whatever. I don't know the exact number, but it's a ridiculous number more of testosterone that an animal that size should have.
Yeah.
So this thing is sitting here. It is dripping with testosterone, and it's just trying to bite you.
See, and it's a good thing that I haven't been snorkeling in a while, because I feel like I would just want to.
You're not going to bump into a bull shark.
I'd be like, oh, I sent so much testosterone
that
in the water.
Hot.
I just.
That was
I
hot.
Just, I want this.
I want this.
Oh, my God. Aaron's going to marry a bull shark.
Yeah,
I know
heck,
it.
Yeah,
I know
I'm gonna
it.
It's
marry
all so clear.
Once,
bust out the tarot cards. Quick. We
yeah,
gotta get this,
seriously.
We gotta get the truth.
Where's Madame Helen? Read my palm. I'm marrying a bull shark.
Yeah.
And
today.
I'm probably going to die by a geyser.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, segue away, baby.
I just know, like, I'm foreseeing my future.
Yellowstone?
Yellowstone.
Like Yellowstone
I was
geyser?
Hypnotized by the geysers last time I was there. I just wanted to be in them.
You're going to walk into one.
I'm just going to dive into one with my bull shark husband.
God.
And swim all the way down
the
center of the earth.
Story ever. Hollywood will eat this shit up.
It's going to happen. Who would play me?
Tinkerbell?
Yeah. There you go. Tinkerbell marries a bull shark and dives into a geyser.
Jesus, someone.
Disney.
We got to write this down. We have a script in the making.
Yeah, we got to start this screenwriting.
Winona Ryder.
There you have it, folks. It's going to be.
Winona Ryder, starring in Bull Shark.
Bull Shark, yeah.
A love story.
It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be absolutely brilliant.
I'm very excited for this.
But it's not going to be as brilliant as Andrew's show coming up this weekend.
It's going to be a close second. Close second.
But everybody's going to come out and enjoy it.
I hope so.
Yes. And
come out early and bring your ice skates.
It's going to be fun. Ice skating galore.
Yeah. Ice skate, play some darts.
What else is there to do there? Listen to awesome music.
Listen to good music.
That's actually one of the few places around that doesn't let you play covers. They're a huge supporter of original music, which I always thought was awesome. They make you sign a waiver when you play there.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
We've got a few minutes left, so you guys definitely make sure if you're in the Phoenix area and you've got nothing to do on Saturday night, and I know you have nothing to do on Saturday night because you don't. So come out to the Ice House Tavern. It's on like Thomas and 40th Street.
Something like that.
Somewhere around there.
I'd look it up because even I'm not exactly
sure
where it is.
I only know where it is because that's my nearest Petco.
Perfect.
I have animals and bull shark food that I need to pick up because I have a bull shark that I'm going to marry. but yeah, definitely come on out on Saturday. We'll post it on our Facebook and our Twitter. Again, if you haven't managed to follow us on Twitter, because I don't do a lot with it, it's Underground Railroad, but it's spelt kind of funny.
I tried to find it. I couldn't find it.
It's UNDR, so under without the E. Ground without the O and the U. So GRND. Okay, I'm going to start over and
can
stop explaining it.
Can you change it to Bull Shark Wife?
I should change it to Bull Shark Wife. But Underground Railroad on Twitter is UNDRGRND Rail and Road, RD. Otherwise, just find us on fucking Facebook already.
Word.
It's easy enough. Search
I'm gonna post
Underground
it on my
Railroad.
Page.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know you guys all love and adore Mark Norman, so you can find us through looking at his page.
I posted it on mine this evening,
and
too.
If you are now in love with Andrew Duncan Brown, which you all should be because he's a wonderful, wonderful human being, you can also find our page
that way,
too. So come support Andrew's band that is getting a new name. Come see them play.
Oh, yeah. We got to post the details for that contest.
With the contest.
And
what should the parameters be?
We will post that on
we're gonna come up with
the event page.
Air.
We're going to make a whole.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a whole fantastical shindig. So
oh, yeah. There'll be prizes.
You guys got
to. There'll be prizes, and you might get to talk to me for a few minutes.
Hey, you might even get to shake his hand.
Or he might run away from you screaming.
He might let you run a comb through his growing hair. It's longer than mine. It's impressive.
Oh my God! You know what the grand prize should be for the winner?
A lock of his hair.
No.
A bull shark.
It's like no, not a bull shark. You're so close. Cutting his fingernails.
Oh.
And giving him a manicure. That is the prize for naming the band.
You get to give that him a manicure.
You get to give Andrew Duncan Brown a manicure. If you pick the proper name.
That'll be one of the options you can choose from.
Okay.
Well, apparently we haven't talked about this.
Thanks again for you guys coming out. I can't believe how fast the time flies on the railroad. It's
how long
crazy.
Was that?
We're past 40 some odd minutes or shit. Like, it's a full show.
It was really fun, you guys. It was fun hanging out with both of
you. I'm glad you guys came out.
Good times. Thank you.
I'm happy you're all here.
Thanks, Aaron.
And thank you guys for listening. Bye.
I thought that went pretty good.
I do too.
It went good. So you weren't supposed to fucking talk about it.
Jesus, Punky's ridiculous.
No, it's just out of
respect. No, out of respect for what?
He asked me not to tell too many. Especially not over a fucking podcast.
Don't worry, I don't have that many listeners.
This is coming out on Saturday anyway. But,
This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.